Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, June 28th, day ahead of the USDA's quarterly stocks report and final planted acreage numbers will be released tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time. Grain markets finished in the red across the board today after earlier in the session we had wheat and soybeans 3 to 4 higher on the day, and we had corn spent most of the day right around unchanged, but a late wave of fun selling, it appears, came into the corn market beginning about 12:30, pushed the corn down about 6 cents in the last 45 minutes. That tugged wheat lower and beans lower as well. So let's take a look at the corn. We finished down 7.25 cents at 366 after trading as high as 373. Average estimates for tomorrow's acreage report, 88.56 million versus 88.02 in March, so up about 540,000. Stocks numbers expected to come in at 5.268 billion bushels versus 5.229 last year. Export sales were good today, 1.486 million metric tons. That's versus guesses of between 800,000 and 1.4. Old crop sales were in the middle of the range, and new crop was above expectations. Taking a look at the wheat, we had September finished down a nickel at 483.5. Kansas City SEP down 6.25 at 472, both about 9 cents off earlier highs. And Minneapolis SEP finished down 3.75 cents at 537.5. Average estimates for tomorrow's wheat acres, 47.1 all wheat versus 47.33 in March, so down about 200,000 acres. Stocks numbers expected to come in at 1.09 billion bushels versus 1.18 last year. Export sales were good, above expectations, 563,000 versus guesses of between 250 and 500,000. And in the beans, we had November finished down 5.5 cents at 883.5, about 9 cents off the high of the day there at 892. Average estimates for acreage tomorrow coming in at 89.7 million acres. That's versus the March number at 88.98, so up about 700,000 acres there in the beans. And the stocks number looking to come in at 1.225 billion bushels versus 966 million last year. Export sales were good, 1 million metric tons versus estimates of between 400,000 to 1 million. New crop sales were particularly strong, with sales going to Pakistan, Thailand, and Mexico. So now all eyes will turn to the report. Weather across the Midwest, we're expected to see some heat come in, 90s and possibly low 100s across parts of the Midwest, and a little bit of dry weather as well for the next 6 to 10 days. But it appears the markets are focusing more possibly on the still unsettled trade issues. And with a lot of the rain that came in recently, some of this dryness in certain areas is welcome. Outside markets, we've got the dollar up about 9 points at 95.06. Crude oil up 48 cents a barrel at 73.24, about 75 cents off an earlier high. And we've got the stock market at this point up about 140 points on the day. So again, markets are looking ahead to tomorrow's stocks number. That will set the stage for the rest of the year. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.